Sounds like
thingy.
Yeah.
Devo, say thingy.
Thingy.
Ian, say thingy.
Thingy.
Steve, say thingy.
Broccoli. Thingy.
Jay, say thingy.
Thingy.
All right. I'll press the thingy and we'll start.
Do that one more time.
Kinky.
Recorded live on DementiaRadio.org.
Not really.
It's the Funny Music Podcast. Brought to you by TheFump.com, where you can download new free comedy songs twice a week. Now, here's your hosts, Devo Spice and the great Luke Ski.
Hello, Devo Spice.
Hello, the great Luke Ski. And welcome to episode 24 of the Funny Music Podcast.
Excellent. Why don't you introduce our lovely guests?
We're here this week with people who wrote funny songs, such as Steve Goody.
Howdy.
Say hi, Steve, there. Jace McClain of Nuclear Bubble Wrap.
Hey, hey.
And Insane Ian.
Oh, hi, Ivan.
He's insane.
Yeah.
So, what have you been up to this week, Mr. Devo Spice, formerly of Sudden Death fame?
I built stairs.
I did that once.
I was hoping you'd say you sold your house.
Where do these stairs go? Not.
They go up.
Man.
They go up and down. I built them both ways.
Oh, good.
Since we moved in, our deck on the back of the house had this really crappy one step going down into the yard, and it was like an afterthought. They built this really nice deck, and they're like, "Oh, we need stairs. Oh, I got some leftover wood. Let's build a box and put that in front of the opening." And that's what we had for a step. It was the stupidest thing, and it has been slowly pulling away from the deck. And my wife actually slipped and fell on it last week, so we decided that it was time to replace it. So I ripped it out and bought some wood and bought that stair shaped wood, which was nice, and stuck that in place, nailed it all in, screwed it in, and we have
I'm
new
so
stairs.
Glad you did buy that sink shaped wood.
Yeah, that wouldn't have worked as well.
Can I make a really lame joke here?
Oh, be my guest.
Tom, are you saying that your wife tripped over your deck? Wow.
Yes.
That was even lamer than I thought it was.
Wow. I could audibly hear crickets.
Luke, you need cricket sound effects. Mental note for next episode.
Right. Usually I bring my own.
In happier news, I wrote a new song.
Yay!
Yay!
And it was one that's not on my huge list of songs to be written. It was just one of those things where I was driving around because I was actually driving to Home Depot, which is a half an hour away, to get wood for said staircase, and I forgot to bring my iPod. So I'm listening to the radio, and
radio.
A half an hour drive down, half an hour drive back. I heard, and then 20 minutes in between at Home Depot, I heard one song three times on this radio station.
Was it an Insane Ian song?
Unfortunately, not. I forgot who it was actually, but it actually inspired a new original song, and came up with about half of the ideas in the car, and then got home and wrote the rest of it in about an hour. So now I have a new song to work on, as if I don't have enough stuff to do. But so it came out really cool. I'm really happy with it. And Steve, I'm going to need you to make a cameo in it.
Okay.
So I've also been playing around with some new music software. I've been looking for some new MIDI software because my computer's too slow to do the MIDI and Logic. It just doesn't handle it well, and I can't get my old copy of Cubase to install, so I'm kind of stuck. And I bought this shareware program, but it sucks. And
let me ask you something. Do you want the MIDI and the audio to be in the same program, or you want them separate?
Ideally, yes, but I can deal with the MIDI being separate.
Can we talk tech for a second?
Sure.
Would this be entertaining at all for others? Who cares?
Possibly.
It'll be entertaining for me.
The only MIDI program I've ever used that I actually really like is the old Cakewalk 3. I mean, really old. Way back when it was just Cakewalk. It was before Sonar and all that. It's only MIDI. It's no audio. And it won't run on anything newer than Windows 98. So I went to the used computer store and got an old computer just for that. and it never crashes. It never does anything wrong. It's just fabulous.
That's cool.
I recommend that.
Yeah, the I don't have an old. Well, I could get an old PC.
You get one for $50. Yeah,
yeah,
no big deal.
I found this program called Renoise, and it's based on like some old DOS program, but it's been updated, and now they have a Mac and a Windows and a Linux version. And it's one of these things that's, you know, it's based on software that was based on software that was based on software that was based on software and stuff. Mm-hmm. But I watched the demo on their website, which is just renoise.com, I think, and was very impressed with what I saw. It's a little – it's a much different interface than what I'm used to working with, but it's mostly like computer keyboard driven. Mm-hmm. So you can like basically write music as fast as you can type if you're if you know your way around the interface well enough. And so I've been playing around with it, and I made a couple of beats with it to test it out, and I really like it. So it's $79, so I'm definitely going to order that and start playing with that one.
Okay.
So yeah, so that's new music software. And the other thing, last night I recorded the 7th and final episode of Marco and the Red Granny. Got it edited today, and once we're done with the recording here, I'll master it and send it off to Murr, and then my work in the universe of Marco and the Red Granny will be complete.
Huzzah!
So, it's an awesome story if you haven't been listening to it. It's really cool. So, Luke, what have you been up to?
Well, over the weekend, I went to St. Louis with my lovely wife, Sarah, to visit her family because her mom and dad wanted to have a post-wedding reception get-together for all of the cousins upon cousins of her parents that weren't able to get up to Chicago for the wedding. So there was about 50 people there, and it was, you know, kind of this case of, you know, me meeting all these people for the first time, Sarah doing her best to remember who all these people are and stuff like that. So it was very nice, you know, and it was nice to hang out with the in-laws. They're a very awesome and kind and generous and fun family. So I'm very happy to be a part of their lives. And after that was over, later on, we went to see Harry Potter 7 Part 1. But, you know, I won't get into that because I'm sure that'll be a big part of, you know, what's about to happen. So,
what makes you think?
Yes.
And can't imagine why you would think that.
There's another particularly nifty aspect of this trip that I won't get into. People will have to tune into Bad Rapport to hear about that because I'm not going to give it all up for free here on the Fumpcast. You have to go to Bad Rapport, which is also free, and I'll give it up there as well.
So, yeah, give it up, baby.
Because I'm a slut. Anyway.
Inappropriate comment number three.
Speaking of awkward segues. So it's time for an epic, a masterpiece, put in a bunch of other nice words here, awesome song. So let's start
and
talking
viral.
About it.
Don't forget viral.
Viral!
Well, it's got a cold.
Well, that's better than nothing.
It's got a cold spell. So, Avada Kedavra by Steve Goody and Nuclear Bubble Wrap. Why don't you tell us where this idea came from, even though I already know. I'll pretend I don't, and you can tell us.
It came from Minneapolis.
Yeah.
Actually, it came from Jace. Why don't you tell him?
Yeah, it was a song idea that I've always wanted to do ever since I was like 15, and I always knew that I would screw it up if I tried to do it by myself. So I needed Steve Goody to help me with it, and he did an amazing job helping me with it.
I think you could have done it, but thanks. I couldn't have done it without you, because I never would have thought of it.
Yes.
But yeah, you had this extended conversation when you were driving back from MarsCon and you know, pitching all these different Harry Potter-related song ideas back and forth, and that was one of them that came up in that conversation, right?
Right. Yep.
Four of us were bent into uncomfortable shapes in a PT Cruiser and talking for 34 hours.
Yeah.
So you're planning any more? Are you planning any more long car rides together?
I think this time we're going to rent a van or something.
Or a plane or something.
Yeah, so you can tweet on it.
A broom.
Ooh, there you go. So I'm assuming you guys have seen the movie.
Actually, I have not.
I did.
Really?
I saw it opening weekend. It was awesome.
Yeah.
I think there's something about me. I'm just a huge fan of the books, and the movies have always disappointed me. Although, from what I've heard, this movie is much better than the other ones. But I'm going to wait till it's
$1. It is very good.
Because I'm tired of spending full price to be disappointed.
I'll go to a matinee. That's what I usually do.
But that's, you know, that's just $1 off. It's still $500.
Or you could, you know, buy a ticket for a movie that you like and want to support and then go see Harry Potter instead.
Wow. That's an interesting yet evil idea.
I got that from Kevin Murphy of Mystery Science Theater 3000 and Riff Tracks. He wrote a book called A Year at the Movies, which is a really great book in which he vowed to see one movie a day for 365 days and write all about it. And that was one of the things he chose to do because he was seeing a lot of movies that sucked and he wanted his money to go to a really good film. And I think Oh Brother, Where Art Thou was out at the time. So he ended up buying multiple tickets for that film while seeing other movies. So,
you know,
a good movie.
I found this out years ago, but it always depressed me. And I don't know if other people know about this, but when UHF came out back in 1989, I saw it in the theaters, but I saw it during a sneak preview weekend, which means, you know, it's a week before their official opening weekend. And the way it works is the movie that is being shown replaces another movie in the theater, and the movie that was supposed to be there gets all the money. So I paid to see UHF, and whatever movie UHF replaced got the money. And
damn.
Yeah. And I didn't find out about this till a couple of years later. I was pissed because I wanted to see UHF again in the theater the following week when it was supposed to open, and it wasn't playing anywhere. The only chance I had to play it was that sneak preview weekend in like one of the theaters by my house.
Wait a minute. To see a sneak preview?
Yeah.
Usually it was, sneak previews are like – free.
Don't make him feel worse.
Yeah, really.
I was just confused because usually, like, sneak previews, like, I hear about, I go to a lot of sneak previews here in Baltimore because there's a lot of press things and all the radio station gives out tickets and everything. And I know one of the companies that runs the sneak previews, and they're always like, free passes. Come see this movie before it opens so you can tell people about it so they'll come and buy the tickets.
Okay, well, you get free passes. I'm sure other people have to pay for it.
No, they give them out through the radio station.
I think it's just you know, the way old media used to work versus the way it works
now.
Yeah,
I was going to say, I think it's
possible.
Probably,
I mean, this was 20-some odd years ago.
It was, you had to pay for sneak previews then. Now it's not. Now sneak previews are sneak previews. You get them for the free. But I think...
Yeah, maybe, you know, somebody complained that the money was going to the wrong films.
That may have been exactly it, actually.
You know, films are so bad that people should just make their own animated films set to music.
Yeah.
You are the
Thank you for getting
man.
Us back on track, Luke.
King of the Segway.
I like Segways.
Boss.
So how did this awesome animation come about? I'm assuming you paid someone to do it.
Yeah.
Yes.
You tell him, Jace. I had nothing to do with it.
Okay, yeah. Through Neil and Lemon Demon and stuff like that, I came into contact with this guy named Andrew Keppel, who's an animator for Albino Black Sheep. And he's done a lot of the Lemon Demon music videos. He did Geeks in Love, and I've Got Some Falling to Do, and a bunch of other ones. And in 2008, when we did a song about Scientology, he just decided that he wanted to do a video of that. And he just kind of told me he was doing it. And I was like, oh, okay, that's cool. And it got like 300,000 views on Newgrounds. So I was like, well, I should try to get this guy to make more videos for us because that'll be a good thing. So, you know, he made Drain the Lizard too. And then after that, after the Avada Kedavra idea was in place, we decided that it would be best to make it another animated video production thing. And so I emailed Andrew and I was like, okay, this is what we want. And this is, you know, it's a Lion King thing with Harry Potter, and it's going to be this big, huge production and all this stuff. And we need it out the week that the Harry Potter movie opens.
Which and was he 7 was like, months notice.
Yeah. So he was like, "Well, I'm going to have to put together a crew of animators for this. It's going to be a bigger video." And I was like, "Okay, that's cool. How much do you want?" And he's like, "600 bucks." So yeah.
I paid less than that to see the Harry Potter movie.
not much. So that's how much the video was. and rightfully so, because it's there's like something like six different animators got together and worked on this.
Yeah, when you see a YouTube video that has credits at the end, you know that some hard work went into it.
Yeah. Yeah, like Andrew did a lot of the animation. Ryan Kurzak, who is who's also known as R. Wappen, he's famous for doing the music video to Albuquerque by Weird Al.
Which is amazing.
Yeah, he did a lot of the stuff on it. Avid Lebon and a bunch of other people that I should have brought up the credits on the video before going into this.
I'll do that while you talk, Jace.
Yeah.
I'll attempt to, yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. So, video's out. It's on YouTube. It's cool. Everyone should go watch it. It completely just blew me away when I saw it, too. It was just amazing.
If you've ever had the experience of hearing your voice come out of a cartoon's mouth, find a way to make that happen. It is just the coolest feeling. It's even better than getting to see a sneak preview for free. I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that good.
I think we're up to 71,000 views on YouTube now.
Wow.
Nice.
And on Newgrounds, it's got 66,000.
Sweet.
Of course, it's all the same people. So, yeah. No, it's not.
It's late, but who knows?
I will admit that I have contributed at least 1,500 of those views myself.
I've contributed at least three.
Yeah, I got at least one.
Y'all get a free milkshake.
I showed it to my niece over the weekend, because she's a big Harry Potter fanatic. She had to go home and change into her Slytherin T-shirt before we went to see the movie. So I'm like, well,
I have a list of credits
this.
Here now.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. I also should note that it's sponsored by albinoblacksheep.com, and it's on for that reason. It's on their YouTube channel, so you got to find it on theirs.
Yep. I may mispronounce some of these names. Andrew Keppel, as Jay said, Avid Lebong, Ryan Kurzak, Javier Aloha. Man, I'm sorry if I'm mangling these names. Nathan Malone, Benedict Hummel, Robert Parker, and Peter Turner.
Excellent work to them all.
Yes. I believe Peter Turner is pronounced Bob Smith.
Yeah, the five is silent.
So I wanted to ask, how did you guys collaborate on the writing of it? And then furthermore, how did you guys collaborate with the animators on the creation of the video?
The writing, we wrote about half of it in the car, didn't we?
Yeah, well, yeah, we came up with a lot of the different lines and how stuff kind of links up together, like when I was a young Hogwarts student and stuff.
That's
like
where
that.
I was sold. As soon as we came up with that, I said, I'm in. they don't make them like that.
Yeah, and then after that, it was mainly emails.
Mm-hmm.
And the animation was pretty much, we just kind of gave it to Andrew and said, go crazy. I had no idea what any of it was really going to look like for a while.
Just gave him a couple notes about, here, remember to do this, remember, like, three or four things, and the rest of it is just him. Yeah.
Yeah.
So basically, they came up with a whole bunch of those extra gags that are in there.
Yeah, and just they have really good comic sensibility. They have Draco slap his own face when bad puns come up. We didn't have to tell him to do that. He just does that, which is awesome.
I liked the Christine O'Donnell witch appearing and zapping Obama. I thought that was a great
hilarious
joke.
Yeah.
So once they stop making all these Harry Potter movies, what are you guys going to do for material?
I guess we could find some other book series to haunt.
Scud the Disposable
Assassin.
I'm
going to retire.
Twilight.
I might just have to write songs about real life.
Sorry. That's depressing.
Or you could wait around for...
Or I could just do more Pokemon songs.
That'd be a great box set. You know, a song for every Pokemon ever created.
He's already done half of them. Like, what do you got, 50 of them and write you a song?
Yeah.
Start a website.
Well on your way.
Start a website, The Pomp, the Pokemon Music Project.
There you go.
Yes.
Pomp.
Pokemon Rock. It's the new Wizard Rock. Poke Rock, I guess.
Well, it's funny. As much as I do like writing Harry Potter songs, they come in bursts and then it goes away for a few years. And
yeah,
I have plenty of other things to write about. I seem to have this weird reputation as
I seem to have a Harry Potter song on every album. So.
Well, when you have 12 of them on one album, then we'll talk.
Yeah.
Well, shall we get to the song then?
Let's do it.
All right, here it is. Steve Goody and Nuclear Bubble Wrap teaming up with Evada Kedavra on the Funny Music Podcast. Here we go.
Draco, at times like this, we Death Eaters say you must get Lord Voldemort's behind.
No, no, no.
I'm a lord.
Amateur. It's get behind Lord Voldemort. Draco, a bad thing needs to happen, and it's up to you.
That's not what they teach us at Hogwarts.
Then maybe you need a new lesson. Avada Kedavra. What a wonderful curse.
Avada Kedavra. They don't get any worse.
It means no Harry. Better call him a heist.
Okay, he's a hearse.
It's a trouble free.
Avada Kedavra?
Yeah, it's our favorite hex.
What's a hex?
Jeez, kid, what the heck's wrong with you?
Good one, my lord. Draco, those two words will solve all your problems.
That's right. Take Wormtail here. Why? When he was a young Hogwarts student.
When I was a young Hogwarts student.
Very nice.
Thank you.
He found his persona lacked a certain appeal. He was teased and abused till he squirmed and he squealed.
I'm a sensitive soul, and I was so chagrined that they put me in Gryffindor and not Slytherin. And oh, the shame.
He was a shame.
Such a lame nickname.
Yeah, Wormtail's pretty lame.
And I walked in too quick.
How did you feel?
Well, I felt like...
Hey, Wormy, not in front of the kids.
No. Sorry.
Avada Kedavra, so nicely depraved. Avada Kedavra, even though you don't shave. Yeah.
It means no Harry, he'll go straight to the grave.
Yeah, sing it, kid.
It's our recipe
for anarchy.
Avada Kedavra.
Welcome to the dark side.
You're all killers?
We kill whoever we want.
Yep, turn them into Rumbros.
That's beautiful.
That Order of the Phoenix makes me so mad.
I'm so angry I could kill a house elf.
We don't need a house elf killed. Yet.
An owl?
Nuh-uh.
Harry Potter?
No, he's mine. Listen, you're gonna be a Death Eater. You have to act like a Death Eater. And there's one fella that really needs to go away.
Ooh, who's that?
A certain headmaster. Who did you think?
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. I hope you're not chicken.
Unforgivable yet satisfying.
This is a rare opportunity. He'll die with a very pleasant crunch.
You'll learn to love it.
I'm telling you, kid, this is a great life. No rules, no accountability. Oh, the little muggle kind. And best of all, we're all pure blood. That is, except me. Well, kid?
Oh, well.
Hey, don't point that at me!
Avada Kedavra!
Ah!
Unforgivable, yet satisfying.
That's it.
It means no Wormy and Dumbledore's in his grave.
Love to hear them scream in that flash of green.
Avada Kedavra.
Begin Totem Soup commercial.
Shaggy, are you in there?
I'm busy right now.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. Mommy came in and she called me one-handed, dreaming about the girl next door.
You name it, it was listed.
Clearly, this was some sort of disturbed individual.
She just rolled an epic 20.
What are you talking about? I don't know about a problem on my mind.
I trusted you, and you led me to a whore. You broke my heart. I trusted you. You duped me.
So you can find us on iTunes or the Totem Soup Podcast. Also, check us out on the web at totemsoup.com and join our forums at totemsoup.usersboard.net.
Time for funny music news. Something, something, something. And now, here's funny music newsman, Devo Spice.
In the news this week, the Fump Volume 23 is now available, or at least it will be by the time people hear this, featuring all the songs from September, yeah, that month, and October, including We're All Gonna Die by Insane Ian and lots of other great tunes.
Whee!
That shipped out to subscribers the other day, should start showing up in mailboxes shortly. And, yeah, that's about it. And that's all the news I had for this week, unless you have something to add, Luke.
I could mention that the Scope episode 100 is now available to listen to, and I haven't heard it yet, but I downloaded it, and I will be listening to it soon. So go.
I'm about a third of the way through it, actually.
All right, cool. So thescopeshow.com, yeah. That's about it, I guess.
So moving on to things that aren't Harry Potter related. Oh, never mind.
Oh, God damn it. Ian,
sorry,
we let you in the Fump,
bad.
And this is what you do!
I feel like I have to mention that like YouTube cannot go five comments without someone mentioning Justin Bieber.
Is that the new Hitler rule on the internet? Like you can't, like a conversation eventually turns to Hitler, now it's going to eventually turn to Justin Bieber?
Yeah, I think so.
I just built myself a new display sign for my caricatures for the coming busy holiday season, and I felt compelled to replace the Miley Cyrus demo with the Justin Bieber demo.
good just, call.
It's
just a tiny face with a huge head of hair.
Pretty much, yeah.
Kind of looks like Toad from Mario Brothers.
I'd like to say happy birthday to Miley Cyrus.
Oh, yeah.
If she's listening, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Miley.
Of course she's listening.
No, she might be. She's 18. She can do whatever she wants.
Right.
This is true.
So,
yeah.
So Ian thought he could write a song about Harry Potter too.
You know, I was tired of Steve and Jace getting all the glory. I wanted some for myself. I sort of figured that they were going to have a song for the Harry Potter movie, and weeks had gone by, and I was looking at the Fump calendar, like I do, and nobody had chosen the date of the movie. And I was like, oh, sweet. Maybe they don't do it something, because Steve did, you know, I Am the Horcrux a month ago. And I was like, he could have held on to that one for, because I didn't realize that Avada Kedavra was going to be coming out by then. So I was like, well, maybe I can get a jump on this. So I was like, oh, what should I do? I want to get a jump on this and put it out in time for the movie. That'll be a great idea. And, oh, gee, Rivers Cuomo from Weezer looks a lot like a grown-up Harry Potter. He just needs the scar, and it'll be good. He's done. So I set to work writing this song right about the time that I started working on We're All Gonna Die last month. And then right as I'm about to say, hey, you know, can I pitch an idea for my placement of song, Steve and Jace placed their song on the day of the movie coming out, and I went, I should have expected that.
Sorry.
Hey, oops.
I'm not complaining.
It's all we've been living for all year. So.
Exactly. Shit. And I should have realized that. I was like, you know what? These are the guys who do this thing, and I'm like, maybe I can work my way into this too. You know, my
meek
place going, hey guys, pay attention to me. I want to be at the Harry Potter party also. So I, you know, and of course, the epicness of their song, and I was like, well, of course they were going to do that. Jeez, my song looks like butt. So I relegated it to
Your
Sunday.
Your song is like, lovely.
What's that?
Your song is lovely.
Why, thank you. I do have the Steve Goody and Jace McLean seals of approval as the first two comments on the Fump. So that made my little nerd heart shine. So
Nerd Heartshine is the name of my Harry Potter roleplay character.
But I wanted to have as many weird Harry Potter-esque puns in the song as I could.
Of course.
Wanted to put my own spin on it beyond what had already been out there, so the Weezer style thing happened.
Should talk about Weezered.
I should talk about Weezered now that you've brought up the thing that I wasn't going to mention. So the day my song came out, I thought of another Weezer song to parody with a Harry Potter theme. And I thought, well, that's too good of an idea. Let me put out a wizard rock EP. So I have one planned for when part two comes out. And since there's going to be at least two Weezer parodies about Harry Potter on it, it's going to be called Weezered.
Nice.
Nice.
Well, yeah. I'm, as a person who likes, you know, the syncopative rhythms and stuff like that, I particularly like the lyric "Nymphadora, Nymphadora, Nymphadora Tonks."
Thank you. It took me a little bit to try to figure out what could go there, because the what's a matter you part in the original, I was like, that flows so good. What in Harry Potter lore can flow like that? And I was like, yes.
Yeah, that's pretty perfect.
The word.
I really like the way you incorporated that little riff from the theme music right into the middle of the song.
Yeah, we wanted to incorporate at least something from either Harry's theme or from Hedwig's theme. And since I didn't have anything about Hedwig in there, I keep saying Hedwig, it's Hedwig, because there's two different things that are Hedwig. Spelled the same, pronounced differently. Hedwig and the Angry Owl.
Hedwig and the Angry Snitch.
Yes, that's it. Damn it, you and your cleverness. So yeah, I wanted to have something like that, so the solo riffs are Hedwig's theme. And we actually had to change the break where the solo guitar is, where nothing else plays. We had to extend that a little bit because Hedwig's theme is not in the same time scan as the Weezer song, so it's a beat and a half longer or something like that.
That was a pretty... Oh, go ahead, Devo.
That's always fun, trying to mix stuff together like that.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Thank you for proving a point.
That was pretty sneaky. It's so sneaky, it's almost as if you were undercover, Ian.
Oh, my. Look at these people like prompting me for segues. It's amazing. So, yeah, I have a cover project that I have on my website right now, insaneian.com/undercover. I'm offering to do cover songs, and I have a couple other cover songs that I've done in previous bands that I've been in that I'm posting on my website for free. If you want to donate something, that is fine, but if you do donate over a certain dollar amount, you can actually suggest a song, and I will cover it for you. There's two different styles of covers that I'm doing. There's undercover, which is just a straight cover of the song, and something we're calling deep undercover, which is where we cover one song as a different artist. So something that I've been working on that will get posted eventually on the site is like Madonna's Holiday done by Limp Bizkit.
That's a perfect match, yes.
Yes. Or I wanted to do Rage Against the Machine's Killing in the Name of, as if Real Big Fish covered it.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be Skankin' in the Name of. You know, it's something to kind of stretch the different kind of genres that I like to do, and also kind of it's an unexpected style for that song, so it kind of makes it sort of funny. That, and also I just like playing other people's music.
You should cover a Justin Bieber song as sung by Cannibal Corpse.
I was just going to say that.
That is the best idea I've heard all podcast.
Well, yeah. How about doing a cover of the song Mr. Cellophane from the musical Chicago in the style of 80s punk band The Toy Dolls?
I don't want to have to do that twice. I've already done that.
Oh, son of a...
It'll go up on the site in like a week.
Well.
And, yes.
So I got nothing else for him.
How's that? How's Grand Theft Audio coming along?
Grand Theft Audio is coming along very well. For those who have not heard me mention this before, Grand Theft Audio is the next project, the next big project that's coming out. It's technically my next album, but it's more of a B-sides collection. Luke has said on Bad Rapport, to plug his podcast again, that my next CD should be called Insane Ian's Second Album, because my second album was apparently so much heads and shoulders above what my previous album was that I missed the sophomore slump. So we should name my third album my second album, so in case it sucks, I have that covered.
Good thinking.
To verify that it's going to suck, well, not verify, but to at least say it's not going to be as good as previous, it is a B-sides collection. Well, so there are some things that have been released before that not a lot of people have heard or know about. It also is going to have everything I've done on the FUMP that's brand new, starting with cosplaying fangirls up until whenever the thing is released. But that's not everything that's with it. It's also a DVD collection. It's going to have a crap ton of music videos, which I'm shooting right now, as well as a live acoustic set, which I recorded a couple months ago.
Jeez.
So it's gonna and what's really funny is like there's some songs on there in the acoustic set that are not typically done acoustic, unless you're DJing in the 90s. So I have like acoustic nerdcore on there.
Cool.
Awesome.
See, the point I was making on my thing is that I've noticed a phenomenon where usually, you know, an artist or a group's third album usually is really where they kind of get things happening and things kind of click and they kind of, you know, level up in some major way. For example, Exploding Head Syndrome would be a good example of
this. It'd be a very good example.
Thank you.
And you know, The Last Arcade you was such a great effort that it's like you put out a bunch of little EPs and stuff and it's like, well, collectively that's your second album and then this is your third album. So, yeah.
Yes.
Anyway.
And collectively, between Last Arcade and Grand Theft Audio, I'm putting out at least one more EP, possibly two, depending on whatever Grand Theft Audio gets finished and I release it. I'm actually not announcing a date.
Hello?
Ian. Okay.
Yeah.
Ian?
What's that?
Oh.
Yeah, hello? Hello?
It sounded like you got cut off there.
Oh, sorry. My microphone must have cut out for a second. What I was saying was... I'm probably going to put out at least one more EP before Grand Theft Audio comes out, if not two. I've got Songs for Superheroes, which I'm working on, and then there's the Wizard EP. So there may be more things coming out in between now and Grand Theft Audio, because Grand Theft Audio is going to take so much time with all the music videos. Mm-hmm. I have one music video on it that is going to tie into a song. The song and video are going to be released at the same time, and I don't want to give anything away about it, but it is going to be epic and the most ambitious thing I've done.
You're putting in a lot of work, aren't you?
I am.
You're going to be one drained wizard.
Yes.
On a dead gay lizard?
You have almost as much stuff going on as I do.
But he sounds almost happy about it.
Well, a lot of the stuff that I work on is you know, day-to-day back-end stuff, keeping the FUMP running and stuff, so... And, you know, accounting and all crap like that. So.
And God bless you for it.
Yes,
hey,
thank
you. I'll trade it.
You people
I'll trade
get paid.
That.
The man who signs my digital checks.
Yes. And a couple of physical checks, but not for you guys.
I'll trade any of that work for anyone who's willing to help Carrie move. No
move
one?
What?
Okay,
your
fine.
Toes? What are we talking about?
Carrie and her awesome husband Josh have found a place to live out in the Chicago burbs, much closer to where I live. So over the month of December, they're moving from their much more in the city place to their out in the suburbs place, and I'm very happy about that. And I'm going to be helping her out, but you know, weaseling out of things is a proud tradition in my family. So
I didn't know we were related.
All right, let's get into the song.
All right, here it is. Insane Ian with Harry Potter on the Funny Music Podcast. Here we go.
What's with these muggles I'm living with? Kicking me round for sport. What did I ever do to these guys? It's not like I'm Voldemort. Chosen one, but then again, Neville also could have been one. I don't care about that. Mm-hmm.
Don't you fear, I'm always near. You know where my wand is hung. I know what gets you all slithering. I'll slip you some parcel tongue. The world. I don't care that the Dark Lord's here to kill me. It's 'cause I am the man. Kiss my Azkaban. Pop, pop, it's how we operate. It makes them sick, but not me, I'm great. Hope I don't spoil this for you, but it turns out I'm a Horcrux too. I'm so cool and I'm so slick. I've been impersonated by a chick. Nymphadora, Nymphadora, Nymphadora. Tongues has polyjuice potion that they drunk up. Office king, other movies take me on, but with this curse they'll all be gone. Avada Kedavra, Avada Kedavra, Avada Kedavra.
Making the internet absolutely ridiculous. DementiaRadio.org.
This is the part where there's feedback.
Feedback.
Feedback. You know that segment of the show we do about now?
Feedback. Feedback.
Feedback.
Before we do the actual feedback this week, I want to make a correction from last week's show.
Devo. You just you sound like a goddamn robot. What the hell is going on? Something went
That is actual feedback.
Don't know. Hang on. Let me close some other... I'll close my other windows. I don't know if something is downloading in the background.
Is the irony better? Is staggering.
He's operating at 2 kilohertz.
Is that better?
No, you still sound like the gay robot from the Adam Sandler album.
No, but that's a bad thing.
I'm not doing anything.
That is... Wow.
We're not saying you're doing anything. You're just born that way.
Well, no, it's got to be a bandwidth thing, but I'm not running anything that's... I got iChat running, but nobody's talking to me. I'm going to quit that.
Wow.
Are you downloading
best
something?
Best segment ever.
I'm not downloading anything.
I don't know what to say. I can't.
The fact that back music played before this and this is happening just makes my soul happy.
If I had a soul, I would concur.
Let me just do the correction in my stupid robot voice, and then Luke, you can read the feedback. Last week I said that during my explanation, we were talking about MC Lars not wanting his songs on iTunes, and I said that we make most of our money from iTunes. That's not entirely true. The sales-wise, as far as MP3 sales and CD sales, iTunes does generate the most money, only slightly more than what we actually sell from the thump, but it is a little bit more. But actually, our biggest source of revenue is subscription fees. So anyone out there wants to really help support the thump, the best thing you can do is subscribe. That's where we make most of our money. So am I sounding any better yet?
No.
You
couldn't understand what the Dalek said.
Okay, so...
subscribe.
Luke, you read the feedback.
All right. So he actually sounds more like a Cyberman. Say delete.
Yeah.
Delete.
Yeah,
say exactly. Resistance is useless.
Resistance is useless.
Nice.
Hey, Mary had a little lamb.
Bite me. I'm going to unplug my mic and put it back in.
Okay. The overall point of what he was saying, for those of you who couldn't understand, is that we make the majority of our money from the subscription, so if you aren't already have subscribed and you wanted to support us, that's one way you could support us.
The best way to support us.
There we go. You're back.
I'm back. Good.
All right.
Can I make a correction of that? We make most of our money selling bodily fluids, then the subscriptions, then the other stuff.
Yes. Well, since you can understand me now, the Last week I said that iTunes was our we make most of our money from iTunes. That's not true. Our biggest source of revenue is the subscription fee. So if you want to help us out, the subscription fees is the best way to do it.
That helped me out a lot last month.
And the bodily fluids.
Yes.
Okay, so I guess I can read the feedback now that you guys can understand me. We got a new 5-star iTunes review from Lunatic Lee, who's someone I'm not familiar with. He says, Devo Spice and the great Luke Ski do a great job bringing listeners and the behind-the-scenes stories of each week's Fump songs. Usually entertaining, often informative, sometimes sidetracked, occasionally thoughtful, but always funny. If you like Weird Al, Ray Stevens, Tom Lear, or the Dr. Demento Show, you must give it a try. So thank you, Lee.
Thank you. Yay.
Yay.
I actually do know a fan of mine named Lee. I wonder if it's the same guy. I don't know.
He does comment quite a lot on a lot of the songs on the Fump site. I've seen his name pop up in the comment section a lot.
So. Have you? Huh.
Perhaps he's Tenacious Lee.
Without Lee, there would be no adverbs.
And we got a comment from Draconis, who posted on the Fump website on one of the episodes. He says, damn it, it's easier to just phone in comments than type them in, especially when I'm trying to send through a PS3. Yeah, I don't think we're going to be setting up a phone line anytime soon, Draconis, so sorry about that.
Try it through a Pong.
Every time I hit both Shift and Backspace, I delete the whole message typed. Had a full message with advanced questions typed up in 3 words before sending it. I made a mistake and deleted the full message. I'll try retyping it after I take a nap. As for drunkenness and typing, I do not drink alcohol. Coffee, yes, but not alcohol. So, thank you, Draconis.
Yes,
that explains more.
Comment sent in through Pong read like boop, beep, boop, beep, beep.
I tried to send a comment through my Intellivision because the controller looks like a phone.
Ha ha!
So, Jace.
Hey.
Look at you, bad self, writing songs that aren't about Harry Potter.
Oh, yeah.
Wait a minute. Before we go to that, I just want to thank Ian for putting the name of our song at the end of your song.
You're welcome. I did that before I realized what song you guys were posting.
It's called Synergy.
Yeah, that song should have come before it so that on the CD they would lead into each other.
Yeah.
Ian is psychic.
Or psychotic, one of the two. I can't quite remember how to spell it.
Hello, insane.
One can prescribe medication, the other can't. Isn't that right?
I think one hangs from the ceiling, and the other one.
One drives.
Speaking of large rock protrusions, Innuendo by Nuclear Bubble Wrap.
Wow, marriage has agreed with you.
Hi,
Ivan.
So, how did this song come about?
Innuendo is a song that I've been wanting to do since sometime in high school, and for some reason I just never did. I don't know why. But then last semester I was taking this songwriting class, and one of our our final project was to do a group song with some other people in the class, and none of them had any ideas. And so I remembered that I had this idea, and I've always wanted to do it. So I was like, how about we do a song about innuendos that explains what innuendos are by using innuendos? And they were all like, okay.
What's an innuendo?
So this song exists because of that. And then I turned it in and got in trouble.
What kind of trouble?
What happened there?
I'd been turning in, like, you know, my usual stuff in that class for a while. Like, the first thing I ever turned into that class was Draining the Lizard, which immediately got me pulled away. And he was like, okay, everybody in the class said they were offended and blah, 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 blah. This was, you know, before they actually knew who I was. And now they've come to expect this from me.
Yeah.
I started, you know, I was turning in more songs that were not as horrible. Like I turned in "Write You a Song" and some other stuff.
Wait, is your teacher one of those people who believes that music can't be funny?
No.
Okay.
It's just that.
Is your teacher one of those people who's a douchebag?
No. It's just that there's a line, and I know I keep pushing the envelope. But I like doing that.
Your class needs a squick filter, is what you're saying.
Yeah. So I'm about to play the demo of Innuendo, because the song wasn't recorded until over the summer. So I'm about to play it, and one of the people in the class, like, turns to the person next to her and goes, "I just know whatever this is, it's going to offend me." And she was right. I got pulled outside the classroom later, and he was like, "Okay, you've turned in a lot of, you know, kind of iffy songs before, but that really, really crossed the line."
He hadn't heard the bird song, had he?
Yeah, he hasn't heard the. But that's a cover anyway. I couldn't.
Right,
remember.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. But that's pretty much the story on that. I'm really proud of it. It has a lot of fun little puns in it. I like puns.
Hell yeah,
I do too.
Yeah, my friend Rachel Ryberg is doing the backing vocals on there. By the way, I have to give credit to her.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Yeah, this is a fun song. I always like puns, and I like innuendos, and I like the way you mix the two of them together and made a song about innuendos. It really works. Thanks. Well.
It is probably my favorite song off of your new CD. And I think what the funniest thing about anybody who could be offended by this is the song doesn't say anything bad.
Right.
But
yeah.
If you allude to the innuendo, then you're offended. But you shouldn't be offended because it's only you alluding to it. The song itself is innocent.
Exactly.
Innocent.
The genius of that makes my brain fold in on itself and cry joy.
Again and again and again.
Remember, obscenity is all in your polka dot undies.
Also, right. we first performed this song for the first time ever at Con and the Cob. So that was fun.
And it was a great performance.
Thank you. And then we performed Sharktopus and completely fucked it up. This is also, I believe, the first song to have Eric Zhu on guitar and not the drums. So, yay.
Guitar. Go Eric.
Yeah, he can play other instruments besides drums.
So who's playing drums?
Very talented. When Steve's awake, he's amazing.
Yeah. So yeah, that's all I got.
In my pants.
That song is on Exploding Head Syndrome. Go buy Exploding Head Syndrome if you haven't already.
You mean if you have already?
Go buy it again.
www.nuclearbubblewrap.com. Also contains an uncensored version of Avada Kedavra in which Wormtail says shit.
Yeah, which was hilarious in the studio.
Yes,
I must.
And that's nuclearbubblewrap.com.
Yes.
All righty. Well, then let's get right to it. Here it is, Innuendo by Nuclear Bubble Wrap on the Funny Music Podcast. Whee!
You need good oral skills for innuendos to succeed. If it's firming around it, it'll come quickly indeed. Stay abreast, oh, you will have such fun. It comes together well, like a weenie to the bun. Before you know it, they will start spewing from your mouth. And from that point on, the conversation will go south. So experiment a bit, and then you will be on a roll. You gotta cover all the bases and fill up all the holes. Innuendo, innuendo. Don't be a stiff and you'll comprehendo. Innuendo. Innuendo's best when no one knows it's gonna come. When it penetrates the ears, it might be shocking to some. Think about it long and hard so it's easier to swallow. Avoid limp phrases so that anyone can follow. By now I hope that you have fully mounted the idea. And rest assured your skills are gonna grow over the years. Try not to use it too much, don't overdo the joke. They're not as funny when they're getting shoved right down your throat. Innuendo, innuendo. Don't be a stiff and you'll comprehend. Oh, innuendo, innuendo. You will grasp it in the endo.
you find the right joke.
That joke sucks. That joke blows.
There are many masturbates on a good innuendo.
Innuendo. Innuendo.
Don't be a stiff and you'll comprehend. Oh, innuendo.
Innuendo.
You will grasp it in the endo.
Innuendo.
Innuendo. Don't be a stiff and you'll comprehend. Oh,
ridiculous.
Dementia Radio.
.org.
All right.
Ridiculous. That's a Harry Potter spell.
And full circle.
The circle of life.
Circle of death.
Just listen to teacher. So, nuclearbubblewrap.com is where you can get Exploding Head Syndrome, the newest album from Nuclear Bubble Wrap.
Yes.
Yes. And Steve,
there's
Goody.
There's another CD that contains a Vodka Diver. What's that one?
Why? Well, I forgot.
Oh, yes. Something to Sneeze At, which can be found at stevegoody.com.
Excellent. And Insane Ian, plug your thing.
Which does not contain a Vodka Diver.
But it does contain innuendo.
Yes. That was not innuendo at all. InsaneIan.com, where you can go to the InsaneIan.com undercover, which is the undercover project, and also where you can download many of my other musics and the Wizard EP coming soon, Grand Theft Audio coming soon, many, many other cool things. And my current CD, The Last Arcade, which just got reviewed on yet another podcast, The Nerdy Show.
Yeah, Hex gave a couple of nice compliments my way, too, which I very much appreciated.
Yes, on the fabulous artwork that you did. and the awesome hidden track.
Yes. And if people would like to get awesome artwork, they could go to artbylukeski.com. And damn it, I'm looking for caricature gigs for parties in the Chicagoland tri-state area. So, you know.
Your work is awesome.
Thank you. Thank you. And also my regular website is thegreatlukeski.com, which does have this feature there called the free MP3 of the week. And I would like to mention that right now the free MP3 of the week is Black Friday, just in time for Black Friday. And in the weeks to come, I will be putting up there It's a Fanboy Christmas at Hogwarts, and It's a Fanboy Christmas 2. So visit lukeski.com and thegreatlukeski.com because they're both the same thing. Devo Spice, you're selling your CDs like crazy. Crazy!
I am. I'm selling my CDs now for just $3.99 for the three Sudden Death CDs, Fatal Accident Zone, Die Laughing, and Fatal Error. And the compilation of funny songs about technology called Technobabble is also $3.99. You can get those at devospice.com or at the store at thefump.com.
Oh, and I should mention, if I may, that for the next, I think it's another week, if you buy one copy of Something to Sneeze At, you get another one free.
Wow.
It just kind of happens.
Why?
Just because.
Because we love you.
Because it's the Christmas shopping season, and you could be buying two gifts instead of one.
The Christmas shopping sneezin'?
Ho-ho!
If I may suggest, you should do a package deal of Something to Sneeze At and When Harry Met Charlie, so you get a buttload of Harry Potter songs.
Wow.
That's what you could call it, a buttload of Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Good idea.
There's an innuendo.
I saw that movie. It was in the back section of the video store.
Yeah, they're back order.
Hey, are we going to like sneak peek, give people information about things that are forthcoming?
I don't know. Is it posted yet? I don't want to sneak peek if it's not posted, because then, you know, anything can happen.
Apparently not. So too bad, everybody. You don't get to know.
I know what kind of is happening, possibly, yes.
I know what's supposed to be happening, and
I have no idea what you're talking about.
He told me the song would be up in time, so we should be good. But I'd rather not chance it. So
yeah, the next two tracks are not posted yet, so we can't tease anything.
I have a song on the sideshow tomorrow.
Oh God!
There we go.
Is it the one you told me about?
It is.
Oh, Jesus. Let me go listen to it.
I put a lot of sleepless hours into it for absolutely no reason.
Well,
this excites me in a manner I can't express verbally.
All right. Well, unless you got anything else, Devo, let's wrap this up. What do you say?
Let's wrap it up.
All right. So this has been the Funny Music Podcast. I'm the great Luke Ski.
I am Devo Spice.
And then the other people say stuff.
Stuff. I'm Jace, nuclearbellrap.com. Stuff.
Thank you for listening to the Funny Music Podcast. You can listen live every Thursday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific,
except
at dementiaradio.org, and join us in the chat or subscribe to the podcast feed. Look us up on iTunes and be sure to leave us a review. Feedback for the show can be sent to info@thefump.com. The Funny Music Podcast is a production of Fidem Interactive, LLC, released under a Creative Commons share-alike license. Tell your friends. Tell your enemies. Shout it to random people on the street. And be sure to visit thefump.com for the latest funny songs. Tune in next week where you'll hear Luke Ski say,
I'm going deep, 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 deep undercover. People are going to be like, it's saying it, or no one's saying it, because I'm going to be deep.